Samson and Delilah. So we'll start today at the back end of the story and move forward. So we'll ask that age-old trivia question. Who killed more in his death than in his life? And of course, that's Samson. He killed 1,000 Philistines for the jawbone of an ass, but he killed 3,000, including himself, of course, when he toppled the columns that held the pavilion that held 3,000 Philistines, the seven lords, plus, I would imagine, their guest of honor, which would have been Delilah. They were all killed. And it said that his brethren came down. Most likely his parents were dead by then. His brethren came down. They took him up and they buried him between Zoar and Eshtahol. The story concludes that he, Samson, judged Israel for 20 years. How did he judge them? Well, we'll look at that at the end of our class. But we're going to look at Delilah first. We know from chapter 16, Judges, verses 4 to 21, that the influence of Delilah was the downfall of Samson. So let's look at that. Judges chapter 16, just to see what it was that she did. Just a little note here in verse 1. We'll mention this later. Then went Samson to Gaza, and he saw a harlot and went in unto her. Now verse 4. It came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman of the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said to her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with 7 green withs that were never tried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. And the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it is touched, when it touches the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said to Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou bind me fast with new ropes that were never occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes, bound him therewith, and said to him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars in wait abiding in the chamber. And he brake them off his arms like a thread. Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the 7 locks of my hair with a web, and she fastened it with a pin, and said unto him, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awaked out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. She said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. It came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall be weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this time, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hands. And she made him sleep upon her knees. She called for a man, and she caused him to shave off his 7 locks of his hair. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. She said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times and shake myself. And he wist not that Yahweh had departed from him. But the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. So who is this woman, Delilah? His paramour. And it came to pass afterwards that he loved the woman. Now he had had a wife before. Recall his words to his father, get her for me, for she pleases me. But after he married her, he left for a while, perhaps went back to up into Israel. And since he didn't come back right away, she was given away to his best man. And as we saw at the beginning, verse 1 of chapter 16, there was a harlot of Gaza. And now he loves a woman, Delilah. She came from the valley of Sirek, the valley noted for its grapes. The Hebrew denotes was of the choicest vine. Her name Delilah means that which hangs down or droops, languishing, dull, or droopy. Also could mean affectionate or desirous. She was a Philistine, that seems likely. But Brother John Martin was of a different opinion. He was a opinion that she was an Israelite, and for the following reasons. First, we're not told that she was a Philistine, and that she lived near the tribe of Dan. And so the Philistines came up to her, and she used the term, the Philistines be upon thee, rather than the daughter of my people. So it would seem that after 2 involvements with Philistine women, Samson would have learned his lesson. But perhaps if Delilah had been an Israelite, Samson thought that she would have been a safe bet. But unrepentant sin had a numbing effect on spiritual sensitivities. Now, the valley of Sorek is interesting. Here, as we said, it's the valley of grapes and wine, both of which Samson was forbidden to eat or drink. We know from Numbers 6, where the vow requires a man or a woman to abstain from all alcohol derived from the grapes. So let's look at that. Numbers 6:1-4. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When either a man or a woman shall separate themselves to vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto Yahweh, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, shall drink no vinegar of wine, or vinegar of strong drink, neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dried. All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk. This was a Nazarite vow as given to Samson's mother before he was ever born. So it is ironic that this woman that he loved was from the valley of Sorek, the grape and wine region of the border of Israel and the Philistine land. Well, we know the outcome of the chance with Delilah, how the lords of the Philistines came up to her and offered her 7,700 silver shekels to entice him. Three times he lies to her, as we read, and then he told her all his heart, that if his head was shaven, he would lose all his strength. And while he slept, she had the Philistine cut the locks of his hair. Then the lords came to Delilah with the money in their hands, exactly as they had promised. The Philistines took Samson, dug out his eyes, had him grinding corn in the prison yard. As we said before, we are not told, but it seemed that Delilah was among the 3,000 in the house that fell. When Yahweh restored Samson's strength one last time, and he died with the crowd that had appeared on that housetop. As we read earlier, that the Nazarite was not to drink wine or eat grapes, there were two other stipulations to the vow. They were to let their hair grow, and they were not to touch a dead body. And how his head was shaven by the Philistines, as opposed to Yahweh's instructions in Numbers 6:18, And the Nazarite shall shave his consecrated head at the entrance of the tent of meeting, and shall take the hair from his consecrated head and put it on the fire that is under the sacrifice of the peace offering. Of course, this was not done, as no doubt the hair was just thrown down as it was cut off. Now, the third part of the vow was to not touch a dead body. In chapter 15 of Judges, we read how Samson took the jawbone of an ass, and at verse 16, with the jawbone of the ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of the ass, I have struck down 1,000 men. Having killed 1,000 men, it's not likely that he had not touched one or more of the dead bodies. And then, of course, there was the incident with the lion that he had slain. How he saw it on the road to Timnath, He scraped honey from the dead body of the lion. So it seems obvious that Samson touched a dead body, which was breaking the third part of the vow of separation. Finally, when the Philistines had cut off Samson's hair, dragged him down to Gaza, gouged out his eyes, used him to sport for their drunken pleasures, it was then that he was to feel the pillars upon which the temple of the god Dagon rested. He prayed to God and said, "O Lord God, please remember me, and please strengthen me only this once, O God." He took hold of the middle pillars on which the house stood, and with that 3,000 or more of the enemies of Israel were slain. To read Samson's account is to watch a man of action. Always anxious to be in action. After his amazing exploits, picking a fight with the Philistines, he massacres 1,000 of them by clubbing them to death with a jawbone. He is then exhausted and thirsty, but God provides water from the donkey's jaw, and he is revived. And it says, he judged Israel for 20 years. So I guess the question is whether he had been doing, was judging, or whether he was finished with the 1,000 Philistines and went and heard cases. After he was done with the killing the 1,000, then he went and heard cases. So what was the job description of a judge in Israel? In Judges, we have examples. Judges 3, verse 10, Othniel judged Israel. 4 and 4, Deborah judged Israel. 10 and 2, Abimelech judged Israel 23 years. 10 and 3, Jad judged Israel 22 years. 12 and 7, Jephthah judged Israel 6 years. And 15 and 20, Samson judged Israel for 20 years. It seems that these judges were more than just deciding disputes. It was to provide general leadership, and in particular to act as military leaders. They were God's appointed agents to reform Israel and their constant backsliding, and to deliver them from the hands of whosoever was oppressing them at that time. All these judges did this, and one appointed served until they died. With the death of each judge, Israel would rebel, turn their backs on God. We know this part very well. Often turning to Baal. Then God would appoint them another judge to reform and deliver them. These judges had many acts of heroism, sometimes rash stupidity, but despite their being human failings, God used them to keep reforming Israel, to turn the hearts of the people back to him. So Samson, when his work was finished, he died a man of prayer and faith. He began to deliver his nation from the Philistines' oppression. Having stopped the mouth of a lion, turned to flight the armies of the Helion, out of weakness was made strong. He obtained a good report through faith. The last was from Hebrews chapter 11.